While lawmakers were busy in meetings on a variety of issues at the Capitol Tuesday, a campaign supporting social issues was holding their version of interim meetings just across the Capitol complex at the Culture Center. The Our Children, Our Future campaign is spending 2 days in Charleston discussing the issues that will become their top priorities in the 2015 legislative session. This year, however, the group is doing something a little different. Instead of focusing only on state-level policies that affect children and working families, they've decided to throw their hat into the election ring, hosting a forum for congressional candidates as well. The forum opened with a recap of the victories the Our Children, Our Future campaign has achieved over the past 2 years since it was formed. The group backed and saw the passage of bills increasing the minimum wage, providing healthier foods in schools, and the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. But Tuesday evening in the Culture Center Theater, the discussion changed from what we can do to help our state to what federal candidates can do to move their issues forward. Secretary of State Natalie Tennant was the first to take the stage. She, like every other candidate in attendance or who chose to send a message, says jobs are the primary way West Virginia can pull children out of poverty. Davy Jones, the independent running for the seat Shelley Moore Capito will vacate in the House, says the federal government should combat poverty by cutting back on what the country spends on wars and foreign aid and distribute that money at home. His Mountain Party opponent, Bob Henry Baber, says drug abuse is just one more issue that's prohibiting economic growth in West Virginia communities.
If you're in a poverty-stricken town in West Virginia and you're raising children, you are a very nervous parent because you know in 2 or 3 days your children's minds can be rewired by OxyContin. That's really, really scary to me.
We've gotten bogged down in the two-party system, and we've completely eliminated selecting candidates for character rather than just, oh, what's next to their name.
Auditor Glenn Gaynor says a focus on strengthening families will help children. Senator Evan Jenkins said a video message with his response to the organization's questions. Congressman Nick Rahal joined via Skype with a prepared statement, and Congressman David McKinley sent a representative in his place to read a letter. Stephen Smith, one of the leaders of the Our Children, Our Future campaign, says the group does not intend to endorse any candidates. Instead, asks them all to be open to the group's ideas should they win their seat. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.